Kylie for breakfast.
These guys are my favourite.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.
Who doesn't love to be in love? As they say, love makes the world go round. Unfortunately, though, Billows, we know that people look for love differently these days. Mm-hmm. We used to go to bars and clubs and social events, but now you can just jump online.
You can, and it doesn't always go well.
No, it doesn't. And it didn't go well, sadly, for Jan Marshall from Melbourne, who joins us now. Morning, Jan.
Good morning there, Kylie and Billow.
Lovely to have you on the line. Tell us a bit about your story. What all went wrong?
Well, I had moved states from Queensland to Victoria and was looking for a companion to explore Victoria with.
Yeah.
Not really looking for love, but just companionship in the first instance. I went on to a dating site and I was contacted very quickly. And the way with most scams go, you get wooed very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And within about a month, I had agreed to marry this, what I thought was a very good-looking engineer. And at that point, need for money arose. Now, in my goodness of my heart and wanting to be a good partner, I loaned him over $260,000 in all different sorts of amounts, and it wasn't until he broke contact with me that I realised it was a scam.
Oh, Jan, how long after was that when he broke the contact?
Look, it wasn't all that long. It was about 5 or 6 weeks. What you've got to realise is these people are very, very skilled emotional manipulators.
They definitely are. Can I just ask a quick one? But when you'd lent that money, had you met this person face to face yet?
Look, I had seen photos. I had spoken. I had been on a webcam with him, but of course, his webcam never would work.
Right.
You know, and that's another red flag. So I felt I had known him because of the conversations. And this is the other skill that scammers have, is they build up a very high level of intimacy. So you ask if I had met him, but I agreed to marry this man.
Yeah.
And Jan, you sound like a really level-headed lady.
Absolutely.
Did you take time to think about the marriage proposal, or did you just go, yep, I'm in love, and said yes straight away?
I was expecting it. Mm. I knew it was coming.
Right.
So I was ready to say yes to that.
Did you ever find out, was he from Australia or overseas?
No. They often use the engineer tag because it means they can be anywhere.
Yeah.
I only found out from the police that the money I had sent to Dubai had gone to Nigeria. So it was a Nigerian scammer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it can happen so easily, and it happens too often. And that's where you're an expert now. Like, you speak about the different jobs and places and all that sort of stuff. You founded an organisation.
Yes, I've done various things. I started up writing a blog,
mm-hmm.
and I started a support group, and the blog is at romancescamsurvivor.org. But more recently, what I've done is I've started up a charity to support scam victims, because there's no support for victims out there, and that's called Life After Scams. So if anybody has become a victim themselves and need somebody to talk to about it who understands, because not everybody understands what you've gone through.
No, that's right.
Please feel free to contact us at lifeafterscams.org.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. I just need to ask one question. How long did it take you emotionally to get back from that?
Look, I didn't go public for I think 2.5 years afterwards.
Yeah, right.
And the year following that, when I was writing my blog, each time I wrote about it and each time I started speaking publicly about it, I regained some self-respect. So this is the other thing that people don't realise, is that the recovery process can be quite long because you're doing it on your own. And the purpose of Life After Scams is to reduce that recovery time.
Yeah, look, you're doing an absolutely wonderful thing. It's just horrible that you had to go through what you did to be able to do this, Jan. But thanks for talking to us this morning. Life After Scams, if anyone listening at the moment has been unfortunately through it, that's where you can go. And Jan Marshall will certainly help you get back on your feet. Good on you, Jan.
Thanks, Kylie. Thanks, Billo.